I'm so glad you're here tonight, and so beautiful. The audio works perfect tonight so far. You hear okay over there? It's just good. All right, we welcome you to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California, for the evening worship service. We have been in church from the morning, and different activities, a Bible school, and then the activities of a morning worship service, different classes and different trainings, and now closing the day with this service. We encourage you to turn the hymn book to number 255, which will be on Revelation, on Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. On my right hand, I have Revelation here, and that's why. All right, 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glory, taste the glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Number two, please.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture, numbers on my side, angels descend.
Father, we come to the closing of the day of Bethel, and we are so delighted to know that you are a mighty God, that you bless us with your word in Bible school, and then in the morning service, in the afternoon classes, where in one of the classes was taught the responsibility to assume responsibility on our life and be standing. And Lord, we don't want to be political, but we want to be critical of people abusing things that are not in your account. You taught us to be responsible for our actions. And Father, how blessed we are and that we can be responsible and that we can help each other without the need of a government, because we have a God who is a government. And we depend on you. And I was so delighted to hear it tonight, this afternoon, Father. And I pray that you richly bless us with a sense of responsibilities for our action. Now, tonight we come to praise your name because you are good and you are good to us. And then we come to research as much as we can on Revelation 18 and find out again your actions at the very end of time. And Jesus, we thank you for, and we pray that those here in the auditorium and there in the internet be part of our evening. In Jesus we pray, amen. All right, we encourage you to turn the hymn books to the page that you like to sing tonight. I want to say something to those on the internet that wrote to me. I don't have the written forms again on Revelation, but I can send you the... let me ask our partner here. Do we put the evening service on the in the internet, the Revelation, the preaching?
The audio?
The audio? Yeah, okay. All right. We have the audio on the internet. And for those who have emails, I'm going to email the outlines that I prepare, rather than a total written outline. We do the teaching here in the class, and then you can have the outline, and certainly I will send the outlines all from chapter 14 up to those who have requested, and I'm glad that you have requested, and I have received emails from Southern California saying they are learning, that we all learning. We are learning as we study every day. All right, now tell me, Brother Kress.
441.
Okay, we will do it. This morning we were a little afraid with my wife with 345 because it was not a common hymn, but we came okay when we sing that one. 445, all right? Not one. Oh, 441. 441. I like 445. Inform you that there will be a baptism, God's willing, after the fellowship this coming Sunday. Catherine Gutenberg, that's a good German name, eh? Catherine Gutenberg is going to be baptized, and your nephew is going to be baptized. So it's in Salvador, three of them. That will be fantastic. And it's going to be on the, I was planning on the Kong's family. How many of you know the mansion beside the Gilroy Bonfante Garden? How many knew the mansion beside, all right? That mansion beside belongs to the Menix, all right? And with seven bedrooms and Olympic pools and all of these 7 acres of property. So we tried to entice the Menix to do it over there, and I guess your wife is going to do the work on that. And see, the Menix want us, the church, to be there and enjoy them. So it will be a great and wonderful time, see. And I'm looking forward to this baptism. And if you have not been baptized, and I'm going to announce it in a letter to people so they have the opportunity. All right? Now, the next song will be, and I don't know, you can type the internet, BBCMH95037. Yes?
31.
All right. 31 by Brother Olivas. All right, here we are. 31, All Creatures of Our King. Yes, indeed, that's a beautiful song. Henry and Diane, they are at this moment flying. No, 6 o'clock. Oh, tomorrow? No, tonight. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'm still sleeping. All right. Here we are. Okay. And I want them to be here in the West Coast, not in the East. Devin is playing the piano for you people tonight, and so graciously doing that for us. All right. Give us the new song that you have in your heart. Or you can type in the messenger in Yahoo and be with us. Any other song? Señor Matthew. 40. Number 40, great is thy faithfulness. That's a beautiful song. Great is thy faithfulness, all right? To you. Anybody have a word of testimony? How faithful has been God to you?
He's been totally faithful.
Totally faithful. What did he do for you?
He's met all my needs.
He's still loving you, eh? Oh, you have to be faithful for that. All right. Okay. Any other faithfulness? Yes.
He provided the means to go to school
and go in one of the top schools in America, David University. All right. Okay. UC Davis, it's called, right? Not David University, but UC Davis. All right? Anything else? The Lord has been faithful to you. Yes?
He's been faithful to me because, you know, he's a sinner and, you know, family person. God has been faithful, and in spite of everything, my children know the Lord.
Yeah. And in spite of our imperfections, Tricia wrote a beautiful letter. You read it, and the rascal is still loving the Lord, so it's very good. Okay. All right, amazing. When he played the piano this morning, I always touched Brother Plika, and I said, you know, it's amazing, these young people, that you have the pleasure to see them born. I'm glad I have a good trainee pastor, you know, in his 80s. And he said, now look, you know, I marry their parents, and now I do the wedding for their children. You know, he said, this is the greatest joy. You know, when you are young, you don't understand, but the pastor was good telling me. One of the things also I learned from him, we were snowing in New Jersey, snowing like crazy. And he loves me and Raquel, tell Raquel to come in and walk in the snow. And somebody came, Pastor, so-and-so, send the hospital. So, I just came from there. So he touched me. He said, you got it? You have to be first. Boy, I never forgot this little tiny gem, you know, the jewels that he was. He married all in life, and when the children came in, he said, oh, here's your grandchildren. He said, no, sir, this is my children. I married 51, something like that. His wife was 20 years, I think, younger, the Italian lady. He did a wedding for her parents. It's just amazing, the things that I learned from a great German fellow, Hermann Brownlee. Yes, sir? 149, we do that.
Yeah.
it is true. Mary. 202. Yeah, 202. Perfect. All right. Another person goes to heaven. All right. That's good. All right. 202. All right. 202 in times like this. Yes, indeed. By here, 185 glorious things of thee are spoken. Praise God. 185. You will change for a moment, just a sparkle for a moment. I saw the brains switching. Number 61. Will you say it in Spanish for me, please? I know. I did it purposely. Right. Now, this is a good one. When we all get to heaven, all right?
Revelation 18.
All right, number four.
Oh,
we will do. Thank you, Devin, for your service to the Lord and this evening.